Hello, dear friends. Thanks for tuning in again today. Just for another short message, a few thoughts. As we just bring our gospel mission now to a close, as Kent has been home for us now for almost 2 weeks, and hundreds of people have been coming in over the 2 week period, and we're so encouraged by the attendance and by the sense of God's presence with us. We're so thankful for that. But there's always something solemn about coming to the end of a gospel mission. Some nights all of these seats have been full, and we've had to put out a few extra chairs, and we thank God for those who have come and for some who have shown interest in the gospel. But you know, coming to an end of a gospel mission, I believe, is always a very solemn thing. You always can't help but think maybe this is somebody's opportunity that's gone and they've missed it. And we think as well, just before the mission started, about so many people that we've heard, that we sympathised with, who were going through the valley of bereavement and lost loved ones. And it's a very solemn time as the Word of God goes forth. And you know, the mission finishes tonight, here in the tent at 8 o'clock, God willing. And we would really love to see you with us. Maybe you live in a locality and you've been thinking about coming out or intending to get out. Why not come along even tonight? If you live in the area at all, you can get a lift, you'd be very, very welcome. We would love to see you. You know, I often think about Judas Iscariot in Scripture. And you know, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, as they broke bread together, warned Judas all about his betrayal. And as they broke bread, the Lord said, "One of you that sits here tonight will betray me." And the Bible says that Judas went out and it was night. And it was just amazing how the nights are dropping down over the time of gospel mission. Whenever we started the meetings, 8 o'clock every night, it was bright and cheery. And it was even a little bit light coming out. But now it's dark and the winter is setting in. And the Bible says that whenever Judas went out from the presence of the Lord that night, it was night, it was dark, and he went out into darkness. And that was the last time he would really ever have an opportunity to respond to the love and the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't leave it too late. Don't miss your opportunity. We're thinking tonight of that text in Scripture, Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. And here we are, summer of 2022 is gone. We're heading in now to the autumn, heading into the winter. Harvest season is upon us. But what about the spiritual harvest? Maybe you're on in years, you're getting a little bit older. Harvest is passing, summer is ended. Can I ask you tonight, are you saved? Are your sins forgiven? Do you know Christ is your Savior? Is heaven your home? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? We'd love to see you in the tent. Come along tonight. You'd be very, very welcome. But maybe you live across the water. We know there's people from Canada and other places that listen to these messages. Even in the quietness of your home, you don't need an evangelist. You don't need a preacher. Call upon the Lord. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon me, the Lord shall receive. Don't leave it too late. And God bless you. And remember, God loves you, and we're praying for you as well. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we'll see you.